Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, he will get in. There's no question about it. Jim is, without a doubt, one of the greatest managers that I've ever put on the uniform. And I think the thing that's very unique about Jim is he understood what was important about this game. And number one, it was the players. And he understood that we were there to provide for the players, to service the players, and to inspire them and make them better. And that's how he operated. And I think each and every one of the players that has ever played or put on a uniform for Jim Leland would echo that same sentiment.
Lloyd, grandkids on the horizon anytime soon? I don't know. Do you have any yet?
I have one. They're in D.C. We miss them terribly. But Bren, she's 9 months old now, almost 10 months. And she's a joy. Well, she's just a package of joy.
Okay, so 5-6 years from now when she's on her iPad and she's going to Google Grandpa, you know what she's going to see on YouTube, right?
I'm not sure. Yeah, well, it's been quite a bit. So.
Right, I was going to say, she's probably going to say, hey, Grandpa, why did you steal that bass? That's what she's going to say to you.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what. One of the things that I always ask my players, I made a promise to them. I said, give me everything you got every day, and I, in turn, will do the same. And I just thought, you know, we had a group of guys, and Jason Kendall, especially, was one of the guys that suited up every day and gave you everything he had. And he just got, I mean, really screwed on two close plays at first base. And the umpire just nonchalanted both calls, and I had had enough, and I just went out and told him so.
Yes, you did, as the video indicates. So, I mean, and you may have addressed this before, was that preconceived as you were running out? When did it dawn on you that he doesn't need first base anymore, and I may as well just take it?
Well, no, it definitely was not preconceived. No, I had no idea that was going to happen. I actually went out initially to make sure that my first base coach didn't get thrown out, Tommy Sand. And when some of the answers that the guy gave me didn't really jive, I just kind of lost it a little bit. But really what I told him, I said, well, you're not using it. I might as well take it with me after you threw me out, and had no idea that I would do it. And really didn't understand the pain of what I had done until I was sitting in my office. And I'm sitting at my desk after I've been thrown out, and Pete McCannon comes in and says, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about? He said, your knuckles. I had ripped the skin off all the knuckles on both fingers, pulling that base out of the ground. And I'm